Wicked. Broadway's most popular musical returns to New Orleans.
So if you care to find me, look to the western sky.
Don't miss the untold true story of the Witches of Oz from November 29th through December 17th at the Sanger Theater. Tickets are on sale now. Wicked. It's the only musical with the power to defy gravity. Visit BroadwayInNewOrleans.com to get wicked.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you a recap of the week that was in the W, and also we'll give you a look at the current league leaders and standings, and a look ahead to the week's upcoming games in the WNBA. So it should be a lot of fun, and thanks again for tuning in to this edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the Minnesota Lynx. So the Minnesota Lynx have clinched a playoff berth. Yes, the Minnesota Lynx have punched their ticket into this year's WNBA playoffs. And kudos to the squad that the Minnesota Lynx have, of course, with their head coach, Cheryl Reeve, who has been a fixture for the Lynx for so long. I mean, so many decades she's been with this team and still coaching at a high level and also being the president of basketball operations for the Minnesota Lynx. And currently she's coached the team to four WNBA championships. And when you look at this roster, you have names such as Rachel Banham, also Dorca Juhas, and then you've got Tiffany Mitchell. You've also got the rookie Diamond Miller, Ariel Powers, Jessica Shepherd, of course, Kayla McBride, and of course, the return of Nafisa Collier. Nafisa was out last year and even the early part of the year due to being on maternity leave, but she's back and she's better than ever. And the play that the Lynx have had this season and as of recent has been good enough for Minnesota to be in the playoffs. So the Minnesota Lynx have clinched their spot in the playoffs. They have their playoff berth, and a lot of people, of course, we know about last year, Sylvia Fowles, her final year in the WNBA. There were questions on how Minnesota would do post-Sylvia Fowles. Well, guess what? So far, so good. They're adjusting, and they've adapted well so far, and they've clinched the playoff berth for this season, for this playoff race in 2023. So the names that I mentioned earlier, including with Diamond Miller, who is definitely going to give Aaliyah Boston a run for her money in this year's Rookie of the Year campaign. Also, you've got Kayla McBride and, of course, Nafisa Collier. Looks like Nafisa is going to be the one that's going to pick up the leadership skills. Of course, we know about so many great seasons that Sylvia Fowles had in the WNBA, specifically her time with the Minnesota Lynx. And when you think about one of the premier leaders at their craft, Sylvia Fowles was one of them. And now Nafisa is looking to take that role that Sylvia Fowles had for quite some time with the Minnesota Lynx. So congratulations to head coach Cheryl Reeve and her Minnesota Lynx for clinching a playoff berth. My next storyline is going to be the Dallas Wings. So we talked about the talent on the Minnesota Lynx. Well, guess what? The talent is indeed alive and well with the Dallas Wings. You talk about some stars on their team with the likes of a Natasha Howard, one of the premier defenders in the league. Also Kalani Brown. Also Crystal Dangerfield. You got Tierra McCowan. Of course, you've got the rookie Maddie Zegrist. And you can't forget about Satu Sabally. And of course, MVP candidate herself, Arike Ogunbowale. Well, the Dallas Wings have clinched a playoff berth. And also big ups to Latricia Trammell in her first year as the head coach of the Dallas Wings. She's got a talented team, a talented roster, and they were talented enough to clinch a playoff berth. So as I mentioned earlier with those stars on this Dallas Wings team. You got to remember, Dallas was in a crossroads last year with the firing of head coach Vicky Johnson. Latricia Trammell comes in, and she's got this talented roster, and it's paid off dividends as they have clinched a playoff berth. So you've got Sabali, who's played well, has been consistent all year, made an all-star team, and Arike Ogunbowale. I mean, like you said before, she's one of the most dynamic players in the WNBA. And by the way, she's a walking buzzer beater. I mean, if you had an opportunity to watch the Dallas Wings play since she's been a member of that team, Arike has put up some electrifying shots and had some amazing plays. So again, congratulations to Latricia Trammell, head coach of the Dallas Wings, and her team for clinching a playoff berth and punching their ticket into the 2023 WNBA playoffs. So my last storyline is going to be the Indiana Fever. Yes, folks, it is official. The Indiana Fever have been eliminated from playoff contention. However, this sets the stage for the future of the Indiana Fever. Aliyah Boston, who is going to be shaping up to be a once-in-a-lifetime talent. Most likely, she's going to win this year's Rookie of the Year. Now, she's going to have competition from Diamond Miller from the Minnesota Lynx, but overall, Aliyah Boston, listen, if you haven't had an opportunity to watch Indiana play this year, she has been phenomenal. She's been a dynamo, and she's going to do big things in this league for years to come. Also, Emma Cannon has played well. Kelsey Mitchell, first-time All-Star. She was great this year. Melissa Smith. Also, Victoria Vivians was solid. Also, Erica Wheeler and Christy Wallace, they were amazing as well. And so, unfortunately, good, but not good enough. So, the Indiana Fever eliminated from playoff contention. And, again, tough road for the Fever, a very young team. A lot of inexperience, but, hey, the future is going to be bright for the Indiana Fever. And, again, this week they were eliminated from playoff contention. But the future's bright, and the future's so bright. The Indiana Fever, they're going to have to wear shades, and I think the best is only going to get better when you have a franchise player like Aliyah Boston, and hopefully they can hold on to her and put more talent around her. The sky is definitely going to be the limit for the Indiana Fever. All right, now we're going to take you now to the games that had taken place as we give you a recap of the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Monday, August the 28th. We had the Las Vegas Aces going up against the New York Liberty. The Liberty would go on to beat the Aces 94-85. For the Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu had 25 points. Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 20 points and 12 rebounds. Bettnija Laney had 17 points. Courtney Vandersloot had a double-double with 17 points and 10 assists. On the losing end for the Las Vegas Aces, Jackie Young had 24 points, Asia Wilson had 23 points, and Chelsea Gray had 16 points. Once again, the final score, New York 94, Las Vegas 85. Let's move along now to action from Tuesday, August the 29th. The Washington Mystics took on the Minnesota Lynx. Washington would go on to win 83-72. The Atlanta Dream took care of the Phoenix Mercury, final score 94-76. And the Chicago Sky, in a very close game, beat the Los Angeles Sparks 76-75. For the Sky, Kalia Copper had 22 points. Marina Mabry had 14 points. And Morgan Burch finished with 12 points. On the losing end for the Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike had a double-double with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Jordan Canada finished with 16 points, and Carly Samuelson had 11 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 76, Los Angeles 75. We move along now to action from Thursday, August the 31st. We had the Connecticut Sun take on the Phoenix Mercury. Connecticut would win 84-74. The Las Vegas Aces would beat the Washington Mystics, final score 84-75. And the Seattle Storm would go on to beat the Los Angeles Sparks 72-61. We move along now to action from Friday, September the 1st. The Dallas Wings took on the Indiana Fever. Dallas would win 110-100. The New York Liberty took on the Connecticut Sun. New York would win 89-58. And in overtime, a thrilling game between the Atlanta Dream and the Minnesota Lynx. Minnesota would win 91-85. For Minnesota, Nafisa Collier was sensational. She had a double-double with 27 points and 17 rebounds. Dorca Juhas had a double-double with 12 points and 16 rebounds. Kayla McBride had 20 points. Rachel Banham finished with 12 points, as Nikolina Milic finished with 10 points. On the losing end for the Dream, we had Ryan Howard had a double-double with she's finished with 16 points. Cheyenne Parker finished with 20 points. Ari McDonald had 14 points. Nas Hillman finished with 13 points, and Alicia Gray had 11 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 91, Atlanta 85 in overtime. Action from Saturday, September the 2nd, we had the Las Vegas Aces taking on the Seattle Storm. Las Vegas would win 103-77. And then we had action from Sunday, September the 3rd. We had the New York Liberty take on the Chicago Sky. New York would win 86-69. The Minnesota Lynx would beat the Phoenix Mercury 86-73. We had the Los Angeles Sparks beat the Washington Mystics 72-64. And in overtime, we had the Indiana Fever beating the Dallas Wings 97-84. Melissa Smith and Kelsey Mitchell both scored 30 points. And Aaliyah Boston had a double-double with 13 points and 11 rebounds. On the losing end for the Dallas Wings, Satu Sabali and Arike Ogunbowale both scored 22 points. Natasha Howard finished with 15 points. Crystal Dangerfield had 11 points. And Tierra McCowan had a double-double with 12 points and 10 rebounds. Once again, the final score in overtime, Indiana 97, Dallas 84. And that takes care of the week that was in the WNBA. All right, as always, now it's time for our WNBA Player of the Week Award winners. And certainly, this has been a long time coming for this player, but she made her first All-Star team, and she's definitely deserving of it. As we take you now to the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winners, starting off with the week of August the 29th, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winner is Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. As I stated earlier, Kelsey, what an amazing year she's had, made her first All-Star team. Again, the Indiana Fever eliminated from playoff contention, but Kelsey has just been a mainstay during her short time in the WNBA. Certainly since she's been a member of the Indiana Fever, she's been one of those consistent players. And so again, congratulations to Kelsey Mitchell on becoming the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winner for August the 29th. And also for the Western Conference, no surprise, for the fourth time this year, Asia Wilson representing the Las Vegas Aces. Again, congratulations to Asia on winning the Western Conference Player of the Week Award winner for the fourth time this year. So again, congratulations to our Player of the Week Award winners for the week of August the 29th. Representing the Eastern Conference, Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. And for the fourth time this year, representing the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Again, congratulations to those ladies on being the Player of the Week Award winners. All right, so now let's move over now to our league leaders in the WNBA. And I tell you what, it's been an amazing year for a lot of these ladies and what they've done and the numbers that they've put up. Let's start off with points per game. The leading scorer in the WNBA remains the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 24 points per game. Coming in at number two, Breanna Stewart from the New York Liberty. At number three, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number four, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. And at number five, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. Next category is going to be rebounds. At number one, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. She's averaging close to 10 rebounds a game. At number two, Asia Wilson. At number three, Breanna Stewart. At number four, Melissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. And at number five, Tierra McCowan from the Dallas Wings. Next category is going to be assists. At number one, Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty. She's averaging 8 assists per game. At number two, Alyssa Thomas. At number three, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. At number four, Courtney Williams from the Chicago Sky. And at number five, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category is going to be blocks. At number one, Asia Wilson. She's averaging over 2 blocks a game. At number three, we actually have a tie for second place. Ezzy McGregor from the Seattle Storm, and Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. Coming in at number four is Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And at number five, Cheyenne Parker from the Atlanta Dream. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. At number one, the rookie representing the Indiana Fever, Aaliyah Boston. She's shooting 58% from the field. At number two, Brittany Griner. She's shooting 56% from the field. At number three, Asia Wilson. At number four, Tierra McCowan from the Dallas Wings. And at number five, Jonquel Jones from the New York Liberty. Next category is going to be free throw percentage. At number one, representing the Washington Wizards, Elena Deladon. She's shooting 95% from the free throw line. At number two, Carly Samuelson from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's shooting 94% from the free throw line. At number three, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. And her teammate comes in at number four, Chelsea Gray. And at number five, representing the Los Angeles Sparks, Laisha Clarendon. Next category is going to be three-point percentage. At number one, Taisha Harris from the Connecticut Sun. And coming in at number two is Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. At number three, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. At number four, Christy Wallace from the Indiana Fever. And at number five, Carly Samuelson from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category that we have is steals. Coming in at number one, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's averaging over two steals a game. Coming in at number two, Brittany Sykes from the Washington Mystics. Tied for third, we have Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun and Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. And then coming in at number five is going to be Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And the last category that we have is minutes per game. Coming in at number one, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. She's averaging over 37 minutes a game. Coming in at number two, Alyssa Thomas. She's averaging 36 minutes a game. Coming in at number three, Jewel Lloyd. She's averaging 35 minutes per game. At number four, Brianna Stewart. She's averaging 34 minutes a game. And at number five, Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. And that takes care of your current league leaders in the W. All right, let's move along now to the current standings. And things are starting to shape up a little bit, but there's still more time left in the WNBA regular season. Again, we're in the final month of the regular season, and you know, we only have a few more days left in the regular season, so it's going to be very interesting how all things play out, considered with the remaining playoff berths that are at stake. So let's start off there. Currently, the number one seed are the Las Vegas Aces. They have a record of 32 wins and 6 losses. Coming in at number two is the New York Liberty. They have a record of 30 wins and 7 losses. Coming in at number three, the Connecticut Sun. They have a record of 25-12. At number four, the Dallas Wings. They have a record of 20-17. And at number five, the Minnesota Lynx. They have a record of 19-19. So Las Vegas, New York, Connecticut, Dallas, and Minnesota have all clinched playoff berths. It's now just a matter of where these teams are going to place in terms of seeding, because remember, we have in this regular season, so it's going to be a jockeying for position just in terms of which team will be a number one seed, or which team will be a number two seed, or which teams will fall down maybe in a seed. We'll have to find that out because we have a week left in the WNBA regular season. But for the moment, Las Vegas is currently number one. New York is currently number two. Connecticut stands at number three, followed by Dallas at four, and then Minnesota is currently in fifth place. But Las Vegas, New York, Connecticut, Dallas, and Minnesota have all clinched playoff berths. Now here are the remaining standings. Atlanta and Washington are both currently tied for sixth place. They both have a record of 17-20. Coming in at eighth place are the Los Angeles Sparks with a record of 16-21. And in ninth place are the Chicago Sky with a record of 15-22. So Atlanta, Washington, Los Angeles, and Chicago have not clinched their playoff berths yet, because, again, there's still a lot of play left in the regular season. We have a week left. So the teams that are currently Atlanta and Washington are tied for sixth, but they could move down, or maybe they could move up depending on how everything works out during this week left in the regular season. And, of course, Indiana, Seattle, and Phoenix have all been eliminated from playoff contention. So we're winding down. This is the final week of the WNBA regular season. So it's a lot of play, a lot of play left, but there's a lot of teams that can remain at their top spots or they can move down in seeding. So it remains to be seen, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to be hot and heavy. All right, before we get on out of here, let's give you the games for the upcoming week. Well, actually, for the final week, I should say, in the WNBA. Let's start off with games that's going to be taking place on Tuesday, September the 5th. We have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Connecticut Sun. Then we have the Chicago Sky going up against the Indiana Fever. The New York Liberty will take on the Dallas Wings. And we have the Washington Mystics going up against the Phoenix Mercury. On Wednesday, September the 6th, we have the Seattle Storm going up against the Atlanta Dream. Thursday, September the 7th, we have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the New York Liberty. Friday, September the 8th, we have the Atlanta Dream going up against the Washington Mystics. We have the Indiana Fever going up against the Connecticut Sun. The Seattle Storm will square off against the Dallas Wings. We have the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Chicago Sky. And the Las Vegas Aces will square off against the Phoenix Mercury. And then on the final day of the WNBA regular season, Sunday, September the 10th, we have the Washington Mystics going up against the New York Liberty. The Dallas Wings will square off against the Atlanta Dream, followed by the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Indiana Fever. The Chicago Sky will square off against the Connecticut Sun. The Phoenix Mercury will square off against the Las Vegas Aces, and the Los Angeles Sparks will go up against the Seattle Storm. And there you have it, folks. That's it. This is the final week of the WNBA regular season. So teams, they've clinched their playoff berths. Now it's just a matter of positioning. It's just a matter of will seeds remain high or will they dip a little bit? And what about teams that have not clinched their playoff berths yet? They have an opportunity to remain where they are or they could possibly move up. So much. So much to figure out in this final week of the WNBA regular season. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care of yourself.
Wicked. Broadway's most popular musical returns to New Orleans.
So if you can't find me, look to the western sky.
Don't miss the untold true story of the Witches of Oz from November 29th through December 17th at the Sanger Theater. Tickets are on sale now. Wicked, it's the only musical with the power to defy gravity. Visit BroadwayInNewOrleans.com to get wicked.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wicked. Broadway's most popular musical returns to New Orleans.
So if you can't find me, look to the western sky.
Don't miss the untold true story of the Witches of Oz from November 29th through December 17th at the Sanger Theater. Tickets are on sale now. Wicked, it's the only musical with the power to defy gravity. Visit BroadwayInNewOrleans.com to get wicked.
Bed Bath & Beyond is back, and our massive Labor Day sale is going on now. Shop over 1 million deals. With all the brands you love and a huge new selection of furniture, decor, and everything else you need to create the home of your dreams. All in one amazing online store. Download our new app and save even more with exclusive deals and offers. Plus, get free shipping right to your front door. Welcome to a bigger, better Beyond.